want to talk about the Leafs. 4-3 winners over the Montreal Canadiens Saturday night. 31 saves for Freddie Anderson, 13 in the third period. Auston Matthews and William Nylander hooking up on the winning goal. And, you know, as I was reading the Toronto Sun this morning, interesting stat that I pulled out, and I know Glenn Healy's going to join us, and he's a big stats guy. But interesting stat that I pulled out about the Nylander-Hyman-Matthews line. Last year, Mike Babcock had the line on the ice for defensive zone starts at even strength 37% of the time. This year, it's 65%. Now, I know analytics are, I understand, not everybody's kettle of fish, but Glenn Healy, thank you for joining us. That would kind of indicate, I think, at least how much confidence Mike Babcock has in this line. And, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? We're not hearing a lot of talk anymore about should Patrick Marleau be paired with Auston Matthews.
Jeff, really good point. And why would you not have confidence in one of the top five players in the league?
Mm-hmm.
So if I saw the numbers to be the opposite, I would think that you would need a coaching change, which would be ridiculous too, because he's a pretty darn good coach.
Right.
But when you've got a player like Matthews, you know, when I play with Mark Messi and I play with Wayne Gretzky, when you play with Gretz, so whoever changed first, left wing, right wing, center, Gretz went on first. So if it was the right wing that went on, Gretz stepped over the boards, even though he's the center ice. That gave him, you know, 4 minutes more in any particular game or 3 minutes more. Mess just changed himself.
Mm-hmm.
When he wanted on, he put his leg over the boards, and Colin Campbell gave him the, oh, you're up. Okay, I thought of that too. great players. That's the way you feed the beast. And so when it comes to Matthews, when it comes to starting the game on a Saturday night, and I think the point was made on the broadcast that on the road, the coach usually likes to start Nazem Kadri because then he gets to see what the matchup is. If they haven't figured out what the matchup is in Montreal on a Saturday night, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I'm glad they started their stud, and I'm glad they're playing their stud. Play him till his legs fall off. He's your ticket to a cup.
How much better is this team right now than it was last year at this time? Yeah, obviously you've got Freddie Anderson. He's been a little inconsistent this year, but there's not an injury concern this year that we had last year with a concussion coming out of the qualifying coming out of the qualifying games. But how much better is this team right now?
Well, the question marks you had last year, you have the answers for all of them. You've improved at every position. Your defense is better. You talked about the health of Anderson. The goaltending's better. You look at Matthews. You look at that group that's up front with Nylander, who had a somewhat slow start. I mean, you know, you got to cut your teeth in this league. It's a tough league to play in at 19 or 20 years old. So all the questions have been answered. All of them are a lot longer in the tooth. And it's a team that believes in itself. So it's a team that goes into Montreal at has a 1-14 and goes, well, watch this. It's a different group than we were a year ago.
Mm.
And I think that message gets sent right across the league. They are a much more complete and better team at every position.
You know, it's interesting. We on primetime last week when I was filling in for Bob, Damien and I were talking, and the point was made that, you know, if you look at the three kids, I'm going to call them the three kids from last year, Marner, Matthews, and Nylander. You know, I think a lot of people need to see a little more from Mitch Marner than we've seen so far. I think we talked about this, Glenn. They need to see a little more from him. But I don't know if we give William Nylander enough credit for the player he's become, because it seems to me that on a lot of nights, you can make the case that in addition to Auston Matthews being the best player in this team, William Nylander's the second best. And I don't know if we mentioned that enough.
No, and I think if you look at the numbers, if you're an analytics guy, which I'm not, and you probably aren't either, even though you're a baseball guy, and it's all about analytics sometimes in that sport, but you look at the finish of the season last year for Nylander, second half and playoffs, and then you look at the finish last year and the beginning of this season, Nylander kind of says goodbye to Mitch Marner.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled the past, say, 35 games or so, and Nylander's been the opposite. He has absolutely flourished. Once he got his feet on the ground and figured out what the league was all about, he has really taken off, and his finish last year and his playoffs and his start to this year have been absolutely spectacular. So, yeah, you know what? These are young guys that are trying to figure it out. And some are figuring it out quicker than others.
What is it about the combination of Nylander and Matthews that allows them to click together so well? You know, this almost this the second nature that they seem to have on a lot of plays.
You know, I think they just have got it figured out, who's got to have the puck at what point, at what time, and who I got to get the puck to in what places on the ice. There's things you just can't teach with them. It's that hockey IQ that they both have. They both have talent. Each of them are different in their own right, but certainly that chemistry that they have, where the right guy's got the puck at the right time and doesn't overpass, doesn't try to make the other guy look better. They just seem to have it figured out. And boy, it's paying off in spades in a huge way.
Now, the Leafs will play the Capitals Tuesday. We'll have the game on Sportsnet 590. The Fan puck drop just after 7. Look, the Capitals are the team that beat the Leafs in the playoffs last year. Playoffs that, you know, I think some people almost just took as almost gravy for the Leafs. 6 close games. Anything at all for the Leafs to accomplish in this game against Washington? You know, beyond winning and getting more points, is there anything else to this game, or the fact that the Leafs were so close to that team over 6 games enough to just kind of make this another game?
I think because it's so early on in the season, you know, we will probably draw bigger storylines, and it's great fodder for, you know, the next couple days of radio. But the reality is, you know, I can't. If I was sitting in that room, I don't think I'd be painting that story.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, all right, let's get the win. You know, we got to finish with a strong month. Schedule's been our favor. The back-to-backs haven't been an issue because there really isn't that in the first month. So wins in October are great. Wins in April are harder. So let's bank the points while we can. And I think that would be more my, if I was in that room, more my story. Let's get the points. Let's let them come in here, and let's take 2 from them and send them the other way. Because we're going to see them at some point in our next dance. And that may be late April. That may be May. Whatever it is. But these are 2 points we need to get us there.
What have you seen from Freddie Anderson so far this year?
I just confident. You know, hey, the team plays with, you know, they're not picture perfect. They're not doing the 0-5, which is what New Jersey used to do in the 90s, right, where no one forechecked. You just stood back and basically said, Rover, Rover, we call Washington over. Like, no, they're playing with some swagger, and they play with that, you know, kind of element of their game where, yeah, should I take the next step and could lead to a 2-on-1 the other way, but it's more entertaining for the fans. It's more fun to play, and this is kind of more what our swagger is all about. So, you know, Freddie's just got to learn that this team's got a lot of arsenal, a lot of creativity, can play with the puck in a huge way, and can throttle teams with 3 lines, not with 4, but with 3. And so he's going to have to make some saves at the right time through this entire season. You know, Grant Fuhr never had a great goals against average. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Okay. What would you rather have? You'd rather have Stanley Cups, creativity, a team that's just absolutely spectacular when they have the puck and are fun to watch, or the New Jersey Devils that were playing the 0-5? I'd rather have what he's got. But he's got to understand there's going to be times he's left all by himself and probably sue for non-support. But I like his game. I think it's more complete this year than it was last year.
Let's just focus a little bit to the Vegas Golden Knights. 3-1 winners over the Boston Bruins last night. Malcolm Subban, I would think, probably enjoying that game maybe more than most. Look, this is an expansion team, but it's an expansion team that's in the middle of playing, what, 5 or 6 games at home. It's got that nice extended run. Just how good are these guys, Glenn?
I would say this. When I've been through a couple rounds of expansion.
Mm-hmm.
When we did expansion in the 90s, whether it was with Florida or Anaheim or... And I'm an Anaheim Duck. I wasn't there for 1 second, and you go in their dressing room, I'm one of the original Ducks. I'd never even met the coach, talked to him, don't even know who the coach was, or the general manager. That was a dreadful team. They had no one to pick from. In fact, they picked me. So let's keep it clear. They had no one to pick from. A different group in Vegas, the NHL has done a great job of saying, we got to give these guys a chance. They have to have a chance to succeed. And they've given them that opportunity to succeed. They're a fast group. Their opening night is about as good as I've seen a team play a first period in a long time. Last night, even with, you know, Subban wasn't even a story. I mean, he's there on the ice with a white mask with CCM on the front. And I'm thinking, you don't even have your mask painted. Like, no one even, other than the trainer playing, I don't know where they could have went lower. And yet, here I didn't think Boston even had a chance. You know, I know it was scoreless for a long period of time, but a couple guys that get their first NHL goals, a couple guys I've really never heard of. You got to look them up on HockeyDB to figure out who they are. But they're a team that they're going to make some noise. And if I was a visiting team going into that building and having any time there whatsoever, I think that the Vegas Golden Knights have the advantage at home in a huge way, and you can read between the lines.
You know what? I wonder if maybe the way the NHL is played now, the way the NHL game is played now, Glenn, doesn't make it maybe a little easier for an expansion team. You know, you can, you know, certainly you don't eliminate somebody because they're under 6 feet anymore when you're putting together a team, and the new rules allow for a little more quickness. I wonder if that makes it a little easier to put a team together than, you know, back in the days where your first instinct was to sort of look at somebody who was 6 feet or 6'1" and go, okay, I'll take him.
Yeah, no, you make a great point. Speed wins in the game, and you know, youth is in every lineup. It has to be because, you know, you can't load your team up with veterans. You can't afford it, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids that come in, they're 18, but they've had, you know, site coaches since they've been 13. They've had, you know, coaches that have brought them along, whether it's like a face-off coach while you're a midget player. They are just so much more prepared at 18 than I was at 24. And that's just the reality of it. And so when you put that young team together, they're just more ready to play. And, you know, you get structure in their game. You got a good coaching staff in Vegas. And sky's the limit. So, but it's a good group. You know, mm-hmm. You look at the names on the back of those sweaters. These are guys that have got some significant experience in the NHL. It's not a group of players that, like in the 90s, where you had to pick between a salted cracker and a non-salted cracker. You have a pretty good choice of player. And start with the guy in the net. A pretty good choice there. A couple Stanley Cups and great pedigree. And, I mean, hey, we'd take him in Toronto if we had that chance.